Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, the Ace Cosby joke of the day, the longest knitted chain, and Donnie Baker. It's all coming up right after this.
If you loved Something About Mary, meet the parents and along came Polly. And even if you were slightly lukewarm about Starsky and Hutch and Envy, and perhaps you even forgot about Mystery Men and never even saw The Duplex, then you don't want to miss the movie event of the summer. Ben Stiller is Ben Stiller in the new smash hit, There's Something About Ben Stiller. Yes, the hardest working man with ape-like features in show business is back with his greatest project ever. While four out of every five movies released today stars Ben Stiller, this is the one everybody is writing about. Just listen to what audiences are saying about Ben Stiller's performance as Ben Stiller in the movie There's Something About Ben Stiller.
I liked it because it had plenty of scenes with Ben Stiller.
Man, when Ben Stiller was at his fiance's parents' house and he thought he'd killed his grandma, and the ferret bit him in the crotch while he was checking his manhood in the mirror, then the toilet overflowed so he had to strip naked and climb out on the roof, and the neighbor's kid hit him in the crotch with a frisbee, and then the police came and fired tear gas and hit him in the crotch, but his fiance loved him anyway. Well, it was like every Ben Stiller movie ever, except even more so.
Critics agree. This is the role the simian man-child that is Ben Stiller was born to play. If you're a fan of mishaps, antics, and hijinks, then run, don't walk, to see Ben Stiller as Ben Stiller in There's Something About Ben Stiller.
I liked it when Ben Stiller peeled the banana with his own feet.
Anyone who has that much flatulence has to be funny.
Don't miss Ben Stiller as Ben Stiller in There's Something About Ben Stiller. Directed by Ben Stiller. Produced by Stiller Ben Productions, a division of Al Minot's Enterprises.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hey, welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Christy Lee.
Yeah.
At the news desk. She's acting like she's at dinner. She's got her sandwich. She's drinking.
My water.
Waiting
yep.
for the waiter to come back. There's Pat Godwin.
Hey, chick.
There's Josh Arnold.
Hello.
Oh, haughty. There's Ace Cosby.
Hey, Binky.
Thank you. King of the non sequitur. It's Ace Cosby, everybody. There's Willie Griswold.
Hey, man.
I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom Griswold.
Well, Ace Cosby's actually the joke king.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that...
in a lesser colony, I think he'd be the joke
king. Oh, how dare you.
Who's that sexy man with a deep voice? Ace Cosby. Joke of the day.
Some people think women shouldn't have children after 40. Hmm. I kind of agree.
Oh.
40's way too many kids.
That's the joke of the day.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Kind of a political slant.
It's wordplay.
That's a fun one.
Thank you very much, Ace. We move to the news desk. Is that correct?
Nope.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I had no idea.
Nope. A person reportedly placed a $1.4 million live bet on the Los Angeles Chargers before they ultimately lost to the Jacksonville Jaguars on Saturday night. According to a tweet from PixWise, a gambling site, someone placed the bet. The Chargers were leading 27-0. Walk me through this, Willie. You bet this guy had to put up $1.4 million to win $11,000, right? So that's an in-game?
Yeah, it's a live bet, in-game. The different apps have different features, whatever they call it. But the fun thing to do with this is go, hey, are they going to punt or will they score on this drive?
Oh, okay.
Is one I like to do. Who's the next touchdown scorer? It's a fun one to do. But this guy, betting on a team that's already winning is a very lame move with terrible odds. Any better wouldn't do this kind of bet.
Well, You're just spitting in the face of karma. Yeah.
Would you have to have a huge line of credit with this particular gambling operation for them to accept a $1.4 million wager?
Or some way to verify that the, let's call him, the guy making the bet, let's call him Willie, that he has $1.4 million, I guess.
But the risk versus reward, I mean, obviously it's a very unusual circumstance for a team to come back at that level, but it's happened before.
Third biggest playoff comeback.
Yikes. if just for $11,000 in the grand scheme of things, I mean, he should have just, I don't know, sold a kidney or something.
Jeez.
Oh, I don't like that kind of money.
You know, I've lost, I don't know, Vegas a long time ago, probably $500. Okay?
Yep.
And I wanted to walk out into traffic. Can you imagine losing $1.4 million?
Well, the guy, boy, he's maybe he's a billionaire. Who knows? And we're assuming it's a man.
That's true.
That's, yeah, because women are too smart to gamble.
So he wouldn't have to walk into traffic. If he's a man and he's married, his wife will kill him.
Did you ever see that movie?
So you lost $1.4 million, did you? Okay.
It's called Big Hand for the Little Lady. And I think...
That's a fun one, man.
I think Henry Fonda's in it or somebody. Is that right?
And the little lady is...
Yep. Joanne Woodward, Henry Fonda, Jason Robards.
Yeah, that's a really fun one.
Yeah. I didn't know all these
what
stars.
That old, like, Western kind of...
1966.
You know, one of those poker playing...
Sets points. Yeah.
You know, we even went back to the era he likes to talk about most.
I know, and, 1966, and we can't... We got one more world record, Tom, and then, I apologize, we'll get out of your way. An elderly British nursing home resident
is
taking on Guinness World Record...
For living?
For knitting.
Oh, that's
knitting.
Oh.
Knitting. Not bones, but yarn.
Can't knit away the reaper. That's the old saying, isn't it?
87-year-old Ina Rackley.
Yes, Ina Rackley of Stratford Snatcher Choir.
Is hoping to break the world record for the longest knitted chain.
Huh?
By Fleetwood Mac. Rackley, who's almost completely blind.
Oh, come on.
Well, wouldn't you be if you needed this much?
So here's her trying to break the record.
All right.
Really she's hey.
This is not funny. She was blinded in a terrible knitting accident. Nobody laugh about this.
Rackley's almost completely blind. Received support from local knitting groups such as the local collective Hookers and Clickers. As well as knitters, you hook rugs and stuff, that's right, from as far away as New Zealand, knitting enthusiasts who would like to help support Ina can send knitted strips of 10 stitches.
Hookers and Clickers, wasn't that a show about prostitutes in Zimbabwe?
God's obscure, but I like it.
I thought it was Hookers and the guy that stands at the front of the club and he counts how many people have gone inside.
The gods must be crazy.
Yes.
They clicked a lot in that. Ina, you send her knitted strips of 10 stitches across by 6 inches long.
What?
And I've got the address.
Oh, she'll put them all together?
Yeah. You want the address? I give you the address. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Elmstead Bupa Care Home. That's BUPA. Not FUPA, but Bupa. 104 Elmstead Lane.
Chislehurst. That's right, where all the lawyers live.
Chislehurst.
BR75EL.
Well, if you want to send her, if you're a knitter, that'd be fun.
My grandma's in a knitting group, and they're called the Chicks with Sticks.
Oh, that's so cute.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah. That is fun.
Would they like a real chick to come over and give a talk about
it? Oh, you could be chicks. You should start
the
knitting.
The handsome gentleman caller.
I have a joke I can't do.
I tried to pick up his grandmother.
The punchline is very similar to Chicks with Sticks.
Well, yeah, stay away from that now.
Well, of course it is.
Sort of a naughty group.
Is that sports?
Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Have you ever
been around And not know that the lady, in quotes, was...
No. A knitter? I didn't know.
A knitter?
Yeah. Okay.
Be a good sport. Christy!
Well, Pepsi is discontinuing Sierra Mist and is introducing a new soda to take on Sprite. This week, the beverage giant introduced Starry,
Starry,
a lemon-lime-flavored soda that Pepsi said delivers, quote, the crisp, refreshing bite consumers have been longing for.
So did Sierra Mist.
In the lemon-lime-flavored soda category.
That's exactly what Sierra Mist
is. I agree with you.
Pepsi, come on.
Sierra Mist, though, was a terrible seller.
The caffeine-free drink, which is advertised with the tagline Starry, it's different, is replacing Sierra Mist. According to Bloomberg, Sprite holds a 7% share of the $82 billion U.S. soda market, whereas Sierra Mist held about 0.1%.
How about that? I love Sprite.
Well, good for you, Josh.
So does everybody else, but when you go to a place that serves Pepsi products...
Yeah, I would still get the Sierra Mist. It was fine.
They would say, would you like Sierra Mist? And right. They named it Starry because that's the waiter has to go, no, I'm sorry.
It's Starry, yeah,
I know, but
sorry.
I'm sorry that all we have is Starry.
Oh, sorry.
I wonder if you could sit down and come up with all of those Sprite-like drinks or 7-Up-like drinks. I bet there are hundreds of them.
Really?
I bet there are.
Is 7-Up like Sprite or 7-Up like ginger ale?
7-Up is like Sprite.
I mean clear and carbonated, I guess. Oh. Is what I'm
7-Up has a much different taste than Sprite.
It really does, yeah. But Sprite's the best.
You think Sprite's better than 7-Up?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I don't think so.
You know, it's a treat when you come across it, Josh? A wild cherry Sprite. You don't find them often in the wild, but when you do, you know it's going to be a nice day.
You know what the best thing is? A wild cherry Sprite and vodka.
Oh.
Oh, man. Could you grab that?
Tastes like cream soda. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey,
Donnie.
By
okay?
God, it is.
Man, you ever have one of them hangovers that lasts about 38 days?
No, man.
Swear to God, this ain't been my week.
Yeah.
But I heard Christy talking about Sierra Mist going closed casket.
Yep.
I ain't surprised one bit, because they say it happens in threes. First, it was New Coke, then... Crystal Pepsi, now Sierra Mist is off the board. Man, this is just more proof you can't compete with Mother Nature's nectar, Mountain Dew.
Uh-huh.
I swear to God. You laugh. I just completed a 30-day Mountain Dew cleanse. Never felt better.
Oh, really?
Because Mountain Dew reboots all your plumbing. Uh-huh. It's natural. Good. It keeps kids off the streets. They claim if you put Mountain Dew under a telescope, you could even see the minerals in it.
Really?
My buddy Wade even puts it in his vape pen.
Really?
I swear to God. But then again, Christy, he can't even keep milk down because he got that weird condition. You can't keep milk down. He's at, bulimic. But I mean, Sierra Mist, who's never going to make it from the start? Who wants to drink liquid fog and brag about it? Has all the taste of a wet napkin. Yeah, we used to call Patty Ferguson Sierra Mist.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but that's because she was a squirter and drove a Ford. Swear to God. She could do it on command. You don't go down on her, Josh, less than you're a junkie. You know? There's so much mist, it was like you were being Narcan. Swear to God. All right, guys.
Okay. Thank you. Very helpful. Very helpful, Doc. Starry seems like a weird name to me.
It does.
I have a Starry. I'll never say it. Yeah,
I was looking it up, and I actually found an article that said Sierra Mist was outselling 7-Up. So that's weird.
Okay, who knows? The only time I would ever hear of Sierra Mist was when you were at a place that only serves Pepsi products.
Yeah.
And they always would kind of be very apologetic.
Well, you're not a soda drinker, so on behalf of, normally.
But on certain occasions, I would let the girls have soda.
Ah, caffeine-free.
What are they like? What are the girls?
Well, they like Sprite.
Oh, they like Sprite. Yeah.
So, or lemonade or something like that. But it was always very apologetic. Well, we don't have Sprite. We have. Would you like Sierra Mist? I think maybe they need to train the wait staff to be a little bit less negative about it.
I also think a fair amount of this in your head.
I think you can make that a blanket statement. I mean, they are servers. And, they trudged into work, and here you are sitting at the table.
Had Lyman? Was it Sprite or 7-Up?
Sprite had Lyman, right? Yeah.
Lyman, they would claim.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the word they had the half lemon, half lime?
Yep.
Hard to grow those.
Refreshing taste.
It's
of
a bitch
lime.
Keeping the line straight. I mean, a lot of them are kind of dappled.
Right, right.
You got to really be good.
The lemon half is bigger, which is kind of awkward.
Oh, everything about it is.
Why don't they make a? This is an incredible idea. Lemon shake up, like they do at the fair. Why can't they bottle that?
I think they at this point. I think they make everything.
Yeah.
There's every flavor of soda.
What about Kool-Aid stuff? You ever make a Kool-Aid for the kids? I bet they'd like that, Kool-Aid. You know, Kool-Aid?
It has sugar in it.
Hello?
Yeah, it has sugar in it, Chick. Yeah. That's they're not allowed.
In his house, you're not allowed to have products that spell the name the wrong way to be fun. So if it was C-O-O-L-A, that'd be a good time. But with a K, that you can't do it.
Do you need a safe house, Tom? Are you okay?
No, I'm okay. That's why I never smoked Kools.
Yeah.
Is it spelled with a K?
Yeah.
Correct.
And they're kind of there. It's like that. That's like sort of that forced misspelling that's very common in popular music now.
Oh, like Prince?
Prince is spelled correctly.
No, all of his songs.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, using a two for T-O. Yeah. Yeah.
Gotcha. Love
that. As soon as I see that, I'm out.
Nothing compares to you. To
I'm
you.
Out.
God, I hate that song.
Number two, letter U.
Yeah.
You hate that song?
I despise that song.
Nothing compares to you?
Hate it.
Oh, you haven't had your heart broken.
Yeah, I know. I love that that's song. Video.
Really?
Wow. I really do, yeah.
You probably don't know who Mazzy Star is either. That's fine.
Oh,
that's
boy, fine. Yeah. That's.
Dial that up and see if you can get through without
okay.
Yeah, sobbing into your dog.
And you've been hurt.
All right. I'm sorry. Well, in any event, goodbye, goodbye, Sierra Mist.
Well, we hardly knew you, Sierra Mist. We liked you. That's okay.
I think Sprite's the more superior, sophisticated. It's like Mountain Dew with a high school diploma.
So you think Sprite is over 7-Up? 7-Up was long before Sprite.
It seemed to be.
They had great commercials, too.
7-Up had a very good ad, many
the
good
un-cola,
ad campaigns.
Remember?
Yeah. And the little dots were real popular for a while.
The cola nut.
Yes.
I love Jeffrey Holder.
Jeffrey Holder.
Yeah, that guy, those were huge.
Great.
Yeah. I like them. I like them both. I love like an occasional 7-Up.
When you were ill, did your mother give you 7-Up?
Absolutely.
I'm not a Mountain Dew guy. I know a lot of people that are. I'm not a fan.
Yahoo, Mountain Dew. That used to be on the bottle. Yahoo!
That's right.
Okay.
And do the dew.
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't there a watermelon Mountain Dew out there?
There's a Baja Blast. Available at Taco Bell.
I'd like to taste that. Yes, Sean.
You were talking about an urban, not even an urban legend, really. I don't know how to word this. We were talking about it a couple weeks ago, the so-called Coca-Cola douche.
Yeah.
As a birth control method. This isn't just a
birth control method.
No,
we were always taught in sex ed, hey, don't do this, ladies. Right. And I used to think it was funny. It was like, I can't. They're telling us this because people used to do it.
Yeah. And I just wondered, did Pepsi work?
Oh, God.
What if Pepsi claimed it?
Neither of them worked.
You know, Coke may taste better, but we here at Pepsi. You know,
hey, it's the Pepsi challenge. Well, we have 17 potentially unwed mothers here. They've just finished having intercourse in the back of a car.
If you hold a penny in your mouth, it'll work.
Oh, that was a rumor, too?
A penny in your mouth, a drink of Pepsi, and...
Okay.
Well, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad... It's amazing how much bad information used to be out there, and yet now there's more of it.
Well, now we have the internet. Yeah. Before, it was just word of mouth. Yeah,
we can get bad information and get it everywhere
and
very quickly.
You can get it verified, in quotes, on the internet.
Okay, well... So far this morning, we've heard about a knitting organization called Hookers and Clickers.
No, it wasn't Hookers and Clickers.
I thought it was.
It is.
I think it was.
This is the elderly British woman who's trying to set
Sticks
the world.
Oh, Sticks is your grandmother's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's trying to set the world record for the longest
Ina Rackley's
knitted chain.
The local collective called Hookers and Clickers.
Okay. Sorry.
As well as knitters from as far away as New Zealand.
Knitting is just so brilliant. People are so amazing that can do that. I could.
They make it look real easy, don't
remember
they?
Remember Rosie Greer, a big football player?
Yeah, he would knit.
Rams, Los Angeles Rams, the first time around. Yeah, he was a knit.
I got into cross-stitching for a moment.
That was cool.
Yeah, it was relaxing. I made Christmas ornaments for people. I was like 12 or whatever.
Did you need a magnifying glass?
My dad would look at my mom and go, well, we had four boys. We knew one of them.
Odds are.
Look at old cross-stitch over there.
Yesterday, he wanted the new Wilson Phillips tape. Now he's cross-stitching. This is terrific.
Asking how much a Hyundai was.
Daddy, I made you some fingerless gloves.
I used to crochet, but I never finished anything. I don't...
No, it's very difficult.
Can I go back to Nam? I failed my son.
And maybe this time the napalm will get me.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.